Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where I'm going to wrap up my interview thoughts around Carrie Harper with Carrie Fit. I just had an opportunity to talk to somebody in the fitness world that is very, very well versed at what she does. I work and see a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of solopreneurs, a lot of businesses, entrepreneurs moving into establishing teams and establishing business models that don't have an idea of what the niche is that they provide. She's very, very clear. And if you listen to that episode, for the sheer fact that she has nailed her niche, that is going to be beneficial to you because she not only titled her book properly so that the recipient, the people that are supposed to be reading, the audience that is meant to get their hands on this book copy, actually it was addressing the pain point that they think they have, and then she can take care of the situation on the inside, but why around what she instructs them to do. That is one of the neatest things that I was experiencing today, having that conversation with her. Now, let's frame that just a little bit and talk about her as an entrepreneur. The very distinct piece that she brought to the table is that she was very transparent about how that journey went and how she brought to the table her experience, which actually differed from how she fixed the same situation in herself. So going through that as an entrepreneur, we have to be able to recognize that these pieces are going to be different potentially, but now she knows what is going to fix that problem and that that problem is much more prevalent than actually thought previously. She identified the problem. She had created the solution. She had a different solution for herself, but that didn't make her any less important and needed in this space. And that's something we frequently overlook ourselves. We think we have to have mastered it in order to teach it, and that's not necessarily true. So I encourage you to listen to that podcast episode with your entrepreneurial ear, as well as if you have the situation that she talks about. She is a tremendous resource and very, very well versed in what she's created and what she's done for solving that problem. Obviously connect with her for that. But I really want to take this entrepreneurial angle because it was very specific and it was so well laid out. And I am just so happy to have had that kind of an interview today. We do tons of interviews on the FemNation podcast, and you've probably listened to so many of them, and they vary. But it's it's the journey that's meant to be discussed, and it's the questions that come up as we're talking. And I want you to know more about that person, what they've created, how they serve their community, their people. I want you to be connected to them because they can potentially solve problems that you needed to know about, you needed to hear, and you didn't know which direction to go next, and this comes up. But it also is for all of us to be able to have the opportunity to see how other entrepreneurs move through this world, especially in the women entrepreneur space. I had a conversation not too long ago with Leslie Botha, and she talked about how we combine the cycle. And I brought that conversation around a little bit to discuss a little bit more of timing inside of our entrepreneurial journey. But opening that up with having the conversation with Carrie today as well, not only is it just the timing, not only is it knowing who we are and what's working on the inside, but figuring out how that works on the outside. So I really appreciate you guys checking out these follow-up episodes. I love diving into the thoughts that come up as we're conversing and kind of the thinking around being a woman entrepreneur. What does that look like? What does your growth look like? What steps do you want to take? How do you want to get there? If these ever are questions that you don't have the answer to or that you want to seek additional advice on, please reach out and have that conversation. I am more than happy to guide you, to give you your next best steps, to be able to answer those questions for you. But more importantly, I want to see you succeed. That is the biggest thing that I am so in tune with is your success. You are already successful because you're an entrepreneur. You are already successful because you are in business. You are impacting lives, your clients, your family, your immediate circle, your loved ones. You are already successful. That is success. But let's go ahead and pursue the financial success. Let's pursue the independent success. Let's pursue just our own satisfaction, the success of our own satisfaction, being able to say we're doing this. And as always, guys, reach out, say hello, casual conversation, ask questions, be a part of the conversation inside of our free group, Femme Free Group on Facebook, where you can come in and continue the conversation from any one of these podcasts. But as I always say, always make sure you keep moving forward. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the Femme Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.